This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Final hour. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Corpus Christi now. Let's check in with Captain Cliff Webb. Good morning, Cliff.
Morning, Mickey.
What's up,
man? I just want to know where these 100 days went from when I just let those redfish go with CCA. It was a Memorial Day, and here it is Labor Day. Like, how did that go that fast, man?
It went quick, didn't it? It was a fast summer, brother.
I don't know if it's me or what, but man, that was fast, dude. Yeah. But they're getting ready to pull the plug on this place. It's hardly been any boat traffic now, but after this weekend, it's going to be a ghost town. That's kind of what I like about this island. Once you get through, you know, Labor Day, it's over, you know?
Right. Well,
crazy amount of people. You know, last Saturday when I talked to you, we had a paddle out for one of the surfers that passed away.
I remember you telling me about that. How'd that go?
Unbelievable show up. You know, he's a few years older than us, so he's in that older generation of surfers, which is hard to believe there's anybody older than me. But they're probably, you know, they're early 70s, and man, probably 200 people showed up or more.
Oh,
there was 200
awesome.
People paddling out. You know, and because Donnie was well known, he surfed all over the world. You know, he's a great guy. He sold insurance, and half the people there were doctors and lawyers. Just amazing how there's so many doctors and lawyers and stuff and, you know, businessmen that still surf. You know, they take off their business suit and get their surfboard in the afternoon, still go surfing. It's pretty cool to see all that. But
yeah,
I saw people, Mickey, I hadn't seen for years. Like, I didn't, it's so funny because we've all gotten so old and ugly, we don't recognize each other. It's so good, man. It's so good. Now I go, man, you should look a lot better. So, I don't know what they said about me, but it's scary stuff, man. But anyway, that went real good. Real glad to see everybody, you know, show up for that. Really good.
Right. Well, that's cool. That is.
Yeah,
cool.
It was good. It was a good weekend there. And been surfing and fishing. Our fishing and surfing's been good. I've just done it all this week. I've, you know, grandson had a birthday party at Jumping World, so I went to there and got
Jumping
all that
World,
done.
What's that?
Yeah. Oh man, it's the coolest thing for kids here. They got this giant. It was a bowling alley out here.
Right.
And they took the whole thing and put all these trampolines and all these different things kids can play on, and you pay so much an hour, and they can't do enough. It's got go-kart races in there, soccer, climbing stuff. They've got the Ninja Warrior deal where you go through all these obstacle courses. You know, it's just crazy. And,
that is cool.
You know, and they got it real safe where everything's padded, and mm-hmm. it's just nuts. You know, it's expensive. My poor son, he invited his whole class. He's in fourth grade now, so. My son invited his whole class to Jumping World, so that was a paycheck there, dude. So he's going to have to do a little more fishing to pay for all that. But it was really good to see all the kids have so much fun, man. And they feed them pizza. They serve pizza and drink there. So, you know, they're making a killing on that place. What a good idea. It's just stage packed. They book it mostly for birthday parties and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, where
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really cool. But fishing's been good, Mickey.
That sounds better than Chuck E. Cheese's pizza.
Oh, you know, so we're talking about that. We had the Chuck E. Cheese stuff back where we were going off. That was funniest thing, you know. And half the kids there were afraid of the mouse. The mouse would come out in the uniform, the costume, and all the kids would be freaked out with the mouse. So that didn't work out real good.
Well, I'm glad they didn't send the clown out. They'd have really freaked
out.
I know.
Yeah, oh, I know it, man. The clown's not good anymore, but. Yeah,
man, that used to be the big deal when we were growing up. Kids, clowns, man. Clowns were cool, but then they made all these weird movies of these clowns.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, everybody's definitely afraid of them.
That's funny,
hilarious.
Isn't it?
Golly, yeah, it
Mickey. Fishing's been good. You know, I've been fishing the surf a lot and a lot of offshore stories. I got some crazy things happen offshore with my buddies. Chris Culture, him and Julie are the guy that owns the Haney Boats.
Right.
Owns Chris's Marine there. Well, they are some of the best offshore fishermen we got. They fish all the big tournaments for marlin. And Julie, his wife, has already caught 76 billfish this summer. So she's just on fire. Yeah, she's already caught 76. Yeah, she's on them. And she's the number one lady angler I know anywhere around. But they're fishing that women's tournament last weekend. And they're like 75 miles offshore. And they get a triple. They get a blue, a white, and a sailfish on at the same time.
That's awesome.
That's nuts. And the Gulf's just crazy. And they land all three of these fish, and they're in the money. They know that they're in the money, you know. Mm. And they got about 2 or 3 hour window to get in. And so Chris says, yeah, my main fighter, Julie, she's the one that's always in the chair. She fights all these big fish. Well, they're getting ready to maybe wrap it up and go in early because they know they're in the money big time. And she goes, they got a big old Viking. I think it's like 60-foot Viking. So she goes down, takes a shower, and all of a sudden the 600-pound blue marlin comes up and hits the teasers and almost knocks it off the outriggers. I mean, this giant marlin. And it took one of the smallest reels. It ate the smallest reel. And they got this 600-pound blue marlin on. And Julie's in the shower, and they're screaming at her, get out of here, get out, and they can't. So they put the Speckler's little girl, the Captain Speckler, has got a 12-year-old daughter. They put the 12-year-old in that chair with that giant marlin.
With the 600.
And she fights it for over 2 hours, and they're looking at the watch, so, man, we got to get in. If we're going to be out of the money, we're not going to get this fish in the time. So they have to cut that fish off.
Oh, you know? No.
Yes, you know, after all that time. But they still got second place, and they won a bunch of money. But, man, if they'd have hooked that fish a few hours earlier, oh, my God, you know.
Or if it had just been on a bigger rig.
A bigger rig, but they said the Gulf of Mexico is like Costa Rica.
And she hadn't been in the shower. They could have fought that fish down and got a leader, you know. And
yeah, but she was.
They won everything.
Yeah, I know. Julie's a fantastic offshore fisherman. She's the best we've got down here for ladies. She's amazing. But they're serious about it.
Sounds like
it. Yeah, they catch some monster fish. But the coolest thing, it's the coolest story I got, is so I'm walking the dogs the other day down the neighborhood, and two of my friends come out and talk to us, says, "Man, I got to tell you this marlin story that happened to us in our bay boat." And I said, "What?" They said, "Yeah, well, when it got so flat, they got all these guys got these tower boats that burned the bays. They uh-huh. go all the way out to the flower garden, 45 miles out in those tower boats, those little bay boats." I couldn't believe it. I mean, that's just crazy. You know, I mean,
now
I didn't want to say
jet ski. Look at all those jet skis that go way out there.
It's crazy enough, but so they're out there in their bay boat. They have a, I'm not sure what it is. It's probably a 25 Haney or something like that, but they're way out there and they're skipping some baits, and they catch a 250-pound blue marlin with no outriggers, just skipping a bait across the back of the boat, and they landed that marlin, and it's a great video. But they turned it loose. But that's pretty good out of a bait boat to catch a 250-pound marlin. That's just nuts.
Wow.
But it just seemed like the Gulf's just on fire, you know. And
it's been a good year in the Gulf, man. Once that wind laid down.
Yeah, and you know we're not. I'm not seeing the amount of snapper come in to the marina. What's going on there, Mickey? I mean, you guys.
Well, they're doing pretty good up this way, Freeport and Galveston. You know,
I don't know what's happening here, but all of our fishermen
are doing good.
Whining,
basically, you know, that's all the same water. You know, this upper part, but
just don't see. I don't know if they're not. Maybe it's so calm, everybody's going farther out and bill fishing or something. We're just not seeing the amount of snapper coming. That's what everybody's saying. So maybe it's just the area, or maybe this just people aren't fishing for them as much, you know. But so it's good. But you know, surf fishing, just tons of fish in the surf, Mickey. But it's so clear. It's been so clear for so long. It's just a hard bite on lures. We're catching them, but not like the bait fish. My bait guys are catching them, you know. But there's been some big fish caught in the surf this year, man.
Yeah, I've seen some beautiful photos from you in the surf.
Yeah, some good ones, man. And I did have one bait trip. This guy, John, that called me from Dallas. He says, "Hey, man, I'm on my way down from Dallas." He said, "I know it's quick notice, but do you happen to be open tomorrow?" And I just cleaned the boat up. I'm getting ready to take it over to Chris's, and they're going to, you know, buff it all out for the next 2 weeks and get it all cleaned up and just kind of redo everything, get ready for October. So I was kind of not going to take a trip. He says, "Hey, man." So I said, "Yeah, you're by yourself, and I know where some big trout are. Let's go fishing," you know. So I met John on Thursday. And by the way, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, John. But anyway, so I get him in the boat, and we haul ass down to Bathin, and it's the bite, the major on Thursday is like 4:30 in the morning. So we get there real early, and I pull in there, and it is, Mickey, is slicks everywhere. I mean, as far as you can see, these big slicks, I mean, like 100 yards across, it just smells like a sardine factory. It's just unbelievable, you know? And the first cast John throws out there, a whoom on the topwater, catch the nice trout, you know? And we start catching them, and within 30 minutes, the bite just starts fading. You can just tell.
Well, you can just see it fade away.
See, you just see, you know, that they just fed all night, and then these big trout would come up and just blow the plug up, and it would still be, you'd get ready to set the hook, and it would still be sitting there like, oh, man, he didn't eat it. And this happened for hours. And we caught fish, flounder, trout, you know, but you could just tell we were definitely behind the bite. And I'm thinking, well, we got another miner at 11 o'clock. You know, by 11 o'clock, it's smoking hot, and we're catching them. But, man, it's the time that's just so hot, you know, we got to kind of get out of there.
Had enough.
Had enough of that stuff, but there's not much boat traffic in the bay of right now. It's pretty slack.
Yeah, not many people fishing up here right now either. Pretty slim.
Yeah. And just wait till after Monday. You know.
Yeah.
It's really going to be nuts. I think it's going to be I went to 37 to put in, and there's like four or five boats at 37. That's just nuts.
That is.
Yeah. Because that's Grand Central Station right now. But,
I'm telling
it's
you.
It's kind of glad the school's starting back a little bit. I'm kind of over the crowd, and the beaches will be back to normal, so that'll be nice.
All right. Let me knock this nice break time out. I'll be right, right back at you, buddy. Right, hang on a second. I'll be right back. All right, you listen to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 617. All right, Cliff, we are back already.
All right, man. So I guess your beaches will be a little crowded today too, buddy.
I'm sure they will for the whole week.
Yeah, we kind of go to the grocery store yesterday and said, well, let's hunker down, get everything at the house, and just sit around the house till Tuesday, and things will get right again on Tuesday. That's a good thing.
Well, that's what's good about our age. Chill out on holidays and then do all the fun stuff when everybody's back to work, you know. Middle
it's
of the week.
Crazy, but man, I got a good shout out. You know, the guy Bob that fishes the jetties all the time, you know, that
right?
It's just walk every single day at the jetty. He caught a monster yesterday.
What did he
So catch? He's been 31 days without a bite with a fly rod. And this is normal, Bob. This is nothing for him, you know. He fishes big fish, he doesn't care. And so he's fishing this big tournament with his fly rod. And he caught a 28.5, 7.75-pound trout on a fly yesterday off the jetty.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's leading that thing, and that is a big fish, man, for the jetties. But he said they're just stripping down the rocks. And he said, it's the middle of the day, people everywhere, you know. And he said, I stripped that little clouser next to a deep rock. And he said, this big yellow mouth comes up and just eats it, you know.
Oh, wow.
And gets the fly, you know, and then the fish is just jumping around everybody's line, so he had to work it around everybody. He used a real light fly rod, you know, sometimes. Yeah. I think he's using a 7-weight that day. And anyway, he got that fish in. He's using a real small tippet, too, to be in this tournament. So he's on cloud nine and got that fish in and released it. But the last time he went with me, we were trying to break that record, and he hooked two big trout with me, sight cast it in the bay, and he was using a different type of weedless hook. And those fish pulled off. He said, I went home and threw all of them away. He says, I'll never throw another weedless hook like that. But evidently, he didn't pop that hook in that jaw good enough with that weedless hook. But on this one, he didn't use weedless, so he got this one in. But, you know, to try to get a big trout on a fly up on the rocks and snap the boat grip on his lip. Everything's got to be just right. It's one thing to be on open beach, you know, where you're dealing with the sand, but when you're dealing with people and rocks and everything's got to be just right.
Yeah, that's
lucky
amazing.
To be able to land that fish.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No doubt.
He did really good on that. Then the other killer beach picture, did you see that picture of that big buck standing on the sand dune?
Yeah, that you sent me? How cool was that?
Yeah. Yes, well, my buddy Scott took that. Scott is the guy I took fishing. And he sent me that picture. Well, he's the best fisher I've ever seen without a boat. He catches more fish without a boat than most people catch with a boat. He just, he'll go down the,
man.
Oh, he's just an animal. He goes down the beach and he'll stay two or three days by himself, you know, down in Mansfield or South Padre. And he fishes the beach at night for tarpon, catches tarpon and snook. And he said one morning, woke up and that big old buck was standing on the beach right there on the top of the sand. And he took that picture. What a great picture to see that big old buck with the sun behind him up there on the sand, dude.
That's bucks on the
picture.
Beach, baby.
Bucks on the beach. I've seen them on the beach, you know, when I'm driving down there with a kid at night, you'll see them. I don't know if they're out there licking the salt off the you know, the shoreline or what, but they hang out. Maybe getting
maybe
away from the
mosquitoes. Maybe getting the salt water so they can get all the ticks off of them.
Maybe so, but they're out there, you know, in the mornings. But I thought that was a neat picture.
But, I just looked at it. Yeah. It's cool. Looks like a big eight point.
Yeah, I can't tell exactly what he is, but it looks like a big egg.
Well, the way those cattails were sticking up, it looked like a drop tine on one side, and that's when I enlarged it and go, no, it's not a drop tine. It's a cattail.
You know, when you get down to Maliki and stuff, you'll see these big bucks, you know, big bucks, but their horns are just snow white because there's nothing to rub their horns on. You know, what makes them dark is rubbing. There's nothing out there. I mean, there's very few trees. And so they got these snow-white horns. They're nice, but they just don't ever hardly get any color.
Well, that's why Blaine, all the deer around his place have chocolate horns because they rub on all that mosquito all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's the same in our place. I kill them. Yeah. I love them chocolate horns. Man.
I do, too. They're so pretty.
I don't know what the horn's going to be like this year if anybody ever, you know, I don't know what
Blaine
the rain
thinks
was.
It's going to be pretty good, you know, because they got rain at the right time through the spring and early summer, you know.
Blaine's going to have a hard time beating that deer he shot last year. He's going to have a hard time. That was such a good deer those guys got. All his hunters got good deer last year. God, what a place.
There was a lot of good bucks killed last year, really mature.
You know, I keep telling myself I got to go see Blaine, but this year I want to do that deal with dove and quail because – you know, they took the quail away from us on our deer lease, so we don't get to shoot quail anymore.
You don't get to hunt quail now?
No, for some reason, the new owner says, no, we're taking the quail away. We're charging more money. We're gonna up the price of the lease. We're taking your quail away. So,
it sounds like the government.
Yeah, you know, then so, you know, exactly right. But anyway, he gets all the nature nachos to himself, and I'm bummed. I love those things, man.
That's not good.
Oh, God, I love them so. I may have to go down to Blaine to shoot a few. I got, you know, I missed out on my snapper deal. I didn't get to go snapper fishing this year for some reason. It all didn't work out. I didn't get to go snapper fishing, so I kind of missed my couple of bags of snapper this year. Missing the snapper and quail a little bit. I got to up my game.
Well, that guy down in your backyard, Cody Milton, with that 93.5-pound ling he caught.
Yeah, he's in there.
He's licking his chops. He's got three more days to hold up.
I don't think anybody's going to beat that.
I don't either.
Do you? That's a monster. You know,
I thought that one year one of my customers had a 52-12 kingfish. It held all year long. And somebody beat it on Labor Day in a kingfish tournament out of Freeport with a 53.
No. Oh, no.
Beat him by 4 ounces.
Incredible. You know, I don't understand how all these people are catching these kingfish off the jetties. They're still catching kingfish on big crocodile spoons.
Yeah, south of you, too, Port Isabel and Corpus. Yeah. And, you know, kingfishing's kind of been off this year, you know, for the.
Yeah, and I don't understand. Yeah, they're catching them on the jetties, but the guys go offshore and they don't catch very many.
That's
right. I don't
understand
all that. No, it's crazy, man. And something else we got this year, we got these monster bluefish. I mean, you'll be in the first gut, and you'll see this big old back in the water, and you think, well, look at that fish. It'd be a big old, you know, 7-8-pound bluefish.
Wow.
And they will tear your stuff up.
Yeah, they will. Those top waters, bite the end of your thumb off, too, if you don't watch it.
They will, too.
They got
will,
some chompers, dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's an East Coast fish. That's a big deal out on the East Coast. Everybody loves catching them bluefish.
Yes, I know it. And
they
someone's
eat
telling
them,
me
too,
that,
and they're not good to
yes.
eat. They are
I was going to ask, I've never eaten a bluefish. Are they just real oily, or what's the deal?
I don't even know how to describe it. It's not good. It's not any good. James and I tried that. We fished in a tropical storm one time, and we were wading over by the Texas City Dyke there off Skyline, and we were catching huge trout in that storm. It was raining so hard you couldn't even see your top water when you'd throw it out at the end of your cast. And, man, those bluefish came through there, and we caught two or three of them like that, real big ones, like 7-8 pounders. Mm. So we strung them, took them home. I won't do that again. I'll eat a hardhead or a gaff top before I'll eat one of them.
Yeah, just give me about Chicana would eat those rooster fish, you know, and they're in the jackfish.
All that is a jackfish.
Yeah, and they eat the heck out of them all. Now, they won't eat a jackfish, but they'll eat a rooster fish. I don't understand, but we catch a rooster fish, and the way they cook it in lime, and somehow they cook it in lime, and it's pretty good. I've had some tacos over there with the
lime and
fish.
Smoke it real good. Yeah, I guess you get a lot of smoke flavor in it and lime.
Uh-huh.
We can throw bacon on it. That'll help.
Yeah, I think Mexico, they learn to eat everything. But, you know, somebody was telling me that in Florida, they target the ladyfish. Y'all were talking about all the ladyfish. That's actually those big ladyfish or skipjack are actually targeted. They have videos to teach you how to catch them. You know, I don't know if you need an instructional video how to catch a ladyfish. I think it's pretty easy. And if they're there, you're going to catch
them. The other day, they got so bad. I mean, I could hold my tail. I'm up there running the troll motor, and I just stick it down in the water, and 10 of them would pile on it right there next to the boat, chomping all over with the trolling motor running. I'm going, this is stupid.
Yeah, we reel one in. And the big trout like them. We reel one in the other day, and this big old trout was trying to eat it off the hook. So they do definitely eat the skips. I know the redfish eat them, but I didn't realize the trout would eat those small skips.
Yeah, that's good cut bait.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use them for cut bait.
Yeah. I was thinking about in the old day, old Billy Sandiford down the beach. You know, he was our beach fisherman.
Right. He was something else, man.
Oh, my God. I'd see these pictures.
You there? What happened? Did you lose him on your end, Jace? See what you got there. Yeah, we lost him there. I don't know what happened. I've looked at all my stuff. I thought I cut off air, but now it was Cliff. We'll see if we can get him back up. We'll talk some more about Billy Sandifer. He was something else, man. I don't know anybody that spent as much time on the beach as that guy did. Jeez. Pretty incredible. Well, I guess while we got a little time here and see if we can get Cliff back up, I'll do a star tournament leaderboard update. How about that? All right, still hanging in there. Same two guys, Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, Gary Mershon and Nate Appella. They're hanging on. You got him back? Okay, we'll finish this later. All right, Cliff, I don't know what happened.
All right, buddy. Well, I've been dropped before. It's been a while, but that's good. Uh-oh, you there?
Yeah, it's been a while. Been a while.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's just I heard that sound. I knew it was going to happen.
I didn't even hear the pop or anything. It just went quiet, silent.
And that's what's so bad about this. I keep telling you that. Man, I get people text me, and I don't get the stuff till the next day. Then they'll call me, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, it'll come on. But, man, they got something going on here with the towers and stuff. Once you get in the town, you're fine. You know, crazy.
They caught the guy that beat up that autistic kid.
Oh, thank God. I know that.
Yeah,
I listened to that
PD,
Friday.
Baby. They nailed him. He was pretty much a bottom feeder. He had a lot of other charges on him pending, too. So he's.
I hope they hammer him, man.
Hope they do, too.
What was the deal? Why would he want to do that? I mean, what was the deal with that?
He's just a punk.
Yeah.
Just a loser, man.
Man, and the young man, is he still back fishing? Is he going to come back fishing for us? I mean,
oh yeah, he's that's back to it, man. Everybody loaded him down with fishing gear. I mean, he looks like Gadabout Gaddis now, buddy.
Oh, that's just good news. I love the fishing family. You know, we got a fishing family, Mickey. You don't realize that, but it's like the surfing family. I realize that with all the surfers at that paddle outlet. You know, you got a family of people that you lived your life with on the beach surfing, then you have a family of people that you live your life with fishing, and you're a fishing family. So. And he's automatically in there, you know, because, you know, he's a fisherman. It's just funny how that is, isn't it?
Well, and that guy, you know, that ruthless character, I mean, you know, just a bad apple among us, you know, that liked to fish. And he was a bad guy. And he's going to get what he deserves.
Oh, that's good news, man. You don't have many bad apples in the fish.
I think they got him for aggravated robbery, or I forget what the charges were, but he's in trouble. But he's got other stuff in him, too, other felony charges against him.
Was there two guys that jumped him, or just one guy?
It was two, but this guy was the, he was the culprit.
Man. Mm-hmm. How old a guy was he?
31, I believe.
Well, man. He should know better than that.
Yeah, he's just no good, man. Just no good.
Yeah. And I know you're really worried about that day I heard you talking about it with Helm and stuff. I didn't say anything about the next morning.
That just hit me, man, and I normally don't
go
there
hard,
on the
I can
show
tell.
And talk about things like that. But, hey,
that,
to do that to an autistic young man, and that's just it's cruel. It's pitiful.
It is. It's cruel. It's not right. And the thing was that got me was he had an out. He could go fishing, and, he felt like that was his spot. So to take that away from him was pretty cold. So I'm glad that guy got caught. And the main thing is I'm glad he's fishing again, Mickey. I thought, man, maybe he would never want to fish again, So that's the best news. That's good news, Mickey. Thanks for telling me. Man, that's good news.
Well, they had, their street crimes unit, and they were working with the U.S. Marshals and Gulf Coast Violent Offenders Task Force, and they got him.
Golly. Yeah, that's good.
He's been charged with aggravated robbery stemming from the vicious assault.
Wow. Oh, man. That's something. That's good news, man. There's no place for that. And it's so cool because, we used to have a lot of violence on our beaches here, but that stuff's just, I don't know what happened. It's just not there anymore. We just don't have all that violence on our beaches anymore. I don't know really what happened there, but they've really cleaned it up down here. It's nice.
Well, this guy was a violent felon, and he has a prior conviction for sexual assault of a child. He's awaiting sentence in another case for aggravated robbery and felon in possession of a firearm.
Man.
I can't believe he's still walking the streets.
I just,
that's what gets me these days, man. All these people that out just, and well, you saw what it led to. He beat up that poor Kai Kirk, but he's, they got him now.
Well, I know the guy that robbed my house many years ago. I'll never forget about. I came home one Sunday and my front door was open and they took everything I owned. They took all my guns and put them in my bed and rolled them up in a bed sheet. Took all my guns, my jewelry, everything I owned, took it out, and they caught the guy. And that guy, 2 years earlier, had raped an 11-year-old girl and locked her in a trunk for 2 days. And the lawyer got him out of that, and he was walking the streets. And
crazy.
He robbed my house. And then he took off with all my guns and put him in his apartment. And the police officer opened his door, and all my guns were there. They had to wait to get a search warrant and didn't leave somebody watching it. And the guy got those guns and sold all but one. I got out of 15 guns, I got one gun back. But he sold them all. It's just crazy, but... he got out when he went to jail and got out, in a real quick time too. So I'm going to bet him out, but just, it's crazy how they just, slap their wrists and turn them out. It's crazy. But anyway, I'll get off my soapbox and get back to going back
fine.
To fish.
Hey, sorry, buddy. Let me knock this break out. I'll be
right
back. Hang with
me. Man.
Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croker's located at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, you can look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's is going to be as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. If you need more info on them, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught. And excellent quality. They're having a shrimp sale this weekend, so go down and check it out. I think they're 15 to 20 counts with the heads off, $3.99 a pound. If you buy 10 pounds or more, that's a pretty good deal there, folks. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 638. All right, Cliff, we're down to the minutes.
All right, buddy. Hey, I was going to take Mike Herring fishing last week, and he didn't feel well. He was going to come fish me last Sunday on the beach, and he was talking about that new lure called a Duke Dog. Have you seen it?
No.
The new topwater?
Hadn't
Man,
heard of
he's
it.
Talking about it. Yeah, he's smoking them in the surf with it, so I've got to call him today. Hey, man.
Man, I hadn't talked to Mike in a while. I wonder where he's been. Usually he'll call me or I'll call him. We just hadn't touched base in a while.
Yeah, he's busy, and we were talking about, you know, he's got that new company, Southerly, with the waders and stuff, and, you know, you and I and Plogger stuff are supposed to be on the pro staff, and they hadn't got them to us yet, but that's what they've got. When they sent them off to have made, they made them in China or somewhere, or wherever they did it. They made everything too small for the Americans, so he had to have them redone, so eventually we're supposed to get some waders, so... Excited about that because everything I own, like my Sims jacket, every zipper on is broke. So I'm just hoping I'm
really.
Gonna get something.
Hey, I can't believe mine is still hanging in there. That jacket's got to be 10 years old now.
Yeah. Well, my first one.
Well, now I'm not waiting in severe salt like you are. I mean, you're in severe salt down there. That's. Stainless steel rust in Baffin Bay.
You know, it's so funny because the days you get in late, you don't rinse your waders off and your jacket off. The next morning, it looks like a glazed donut. It's got that white powder all over. You can tell how deep you're wading because it's white from your belly down, you know, because of the stuff like that.
But they like starch in them. You can stand them up in the corner, man.
That's pretty cool, man. But anyway, the Duke Dog, it looks like a Meridine, and it's the shape of Meridine. It walks the dog. Just you reel it in, it walks the dog across the top. And he said,
"Is it soft plastic or hard plastic?"
No, it's a hard bait. It's the hard bait.
Okay.
And there's so much pogies. I mean, the pogies are just now starting to die off a little bit in Bath, and so we didn't have the severe hot temperatures we had this year, and so
those rain events that kept that water down for you this year.
Yeah. So we've got we still got a lot of fish out in open bay instead of all around the channels. Before, when it gets real hot, they really like the current. They like to stay around drop-offs and stuff. But now they're able to feed at night all out in the middle of the bay. You know, so you'll find them in humps and stuff out even in the middle of the bay where normally when it's too hot, they're not there. But and now we got our tides back. The sight casting is going to be a lot better up in the sand. Now that we got a little water up there where the fish can get up in the sand.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of water here, some good high tides here lately also, even with some west.
And I'm always glad to see that. Always glad to see that.
Oh, yeah. We can always use more water.
Yeah, so. But it's so cool to, this weekend will just be nuts. Then after that, by Tuesday, it won't be anybody at the boat ramp. It's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, last year your water got so darn hot all over there. All those fish hauled ass through the land cut to Port Mansfield, remember?
Yeah, we had 13 days in a row over 100 degrees, and our water temperature got to 99 degrees.
That's
and those fish couldn't take it, and they took off to Mansfield and pulled into the cut. This year it didn't happen. This year they stayed in the bay system, and so I think it's going to make a better fall. What happens to you when that happens is the fall, you know, you just don't have the numbers of the fish.
Yeah, I remember you had a slow fall from that. You really did.
Yeah, so I think this year it's going to be smoking good. And we're catching some flounder. I caught some flounder the other day. So, you know, it's funny how late it is, but seeing some nice flounder being caught. I caught a couple of really nice
ones. Flounder enthusiasts, man, we start getting some fronts. They're going to be coming out of the woodwork, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a big deal up here. I mean, people go crazy over flounder. I mean, it's...
Well, you guys got more flounder. I don't know what it is about you guys up there. You guys got flounder in Matagorda. I don't get it. Rockport. We got some, but not like you guys got. You
well, know, we have all these estuaries, you know, that helps.
That's exactly
all
what
the
it is.
Little
sloughs and bayous.
You know, even Rockport's got a lot of that, and that helps them, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely...
Marsh. Got to have that marsh, man.
Yeah, they like it, but... So my salty reel, my bait salty reel, so I still have one of the original ones they gave us when they first started out 9 months ago.
And I've still got still the same,
chunking.
Too, the salty hundos.
They're still chunking,
not
man.
One
They're
issue,
still chunking.
Not one.
Yeah, and I'm seeing some stuff on Facebook how good people are liking them, so I'm really happy that we got those reels. I think that what was happening with a lot of other reels is they're great when they're out of the box, but you use them for a little while, they slow down the cast and all that because – the body's not machined, you know, so you get a warping spool, you bend them a little bit with a bull red. But this one, after all the abuse I've given it, it's chunking, man. It's chunking.
Man, I've caught everything on mine. Nasty bulls, big drum. I mean, and you're not bending those spools. The way they're refined and made, you're just not going to bend them.
You know, the real test was a couple of my guys are fishing. So they're rebuilding Bob Hall Pier here on the beach.
Right.
And so... Once they quit driving the pilings and making all that noise, the pilings are down. Well, they're just kind of working on structures and rails, so there's not a lot of noise around that pier right now. So when the surf is flat, these guys are going out and anchoring up along where they can throw up against the pilings with croakers. And you talk about tearing up some stuff.
Uh-oh.
There's some bull reds, trout, tarpon, kingfish all around those things. And so I drive by going down the beach in the morning, they're there. So I stop with my binoculars and watch them for a little bit, you know. And you're going to see at least one or two reels stripped. You'll see that tarpon hit and go through the pilings on the other side.
Start jumping on the other side,
You're not going to get him back to the piling. And then he turns right or left, and he cuts the line off so you don't have any line left on your reel. But a couple of my buddies talking about the bait reels, how that drag, he said, we'll tighten that drag all the way down. It sounds like a cat screaming with that noise, you know, on those dark feet. You know how that reel makes that noise, you know?
Right, when the drag's going out,
yeah.
I bet it does with a tarpon on it. I bet it does sound like a
big old tarpy. It sounds like a cat going off. But man, they're catching some good things. And I was going to tell you about the guy that fishes the beach a lot, Scott. I think he's hooked like 50 tarpon on the beach. He's only landed a few, but... The way he's rigging is really cool. He sent me a picture of the way he's rigging his line. He's using a trout rod. He's using a waterlude.
Right.
You know, to catch these small tarpon on. And he's just taking a lead head, kind of like a coon pop, you know, how you cut the hook off the lead head and put a worm on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes a circle hook and just takes a little bit of wire or a little bit of mono and wraps around that deal where he's pulling the lead head behind the circle hook.
Right.
You know, so it's just like a coon pop, but he's able to cast it. So. You know, I thought that was pretty cool way to fish. And the first time I saw that coon pop rig was like 30 or 40 years ago. The guys from Louisiana were using that.
Yeah.
And they came down here, Mickey, and brought me a couple. I said, what? you're catching fish on that thing. But, you know, and I watch Wyatt, or my neighbor, and he's casting with those coon pops, you know, and catching those tarpon with those big worms behind them. You know, but it's just cool how the tarpon game has got so high tech now, Mickey. You know, it used to be a mullet under a circle hook, or now it's all this plastic.
Or a big old gizzard shad through the eyeball on a circle hook, that kind of stuff,
Yeah, now, man, it's so cool with all this artificial tarpon fishing. That's neat stuff.
Look how many people are chasing tarpon now.
Oh, God.
There's a handful of guys on the whole coast that did it. Now everybody's doing it.
And, you know, Carol's grandfather has a scale where he fished back in Port Aransas. Back, I guess, probably in the 50s or something. And he's got a scale on the wall, you know, where they sign it, put your name on it. And one of the Beulah's restaurant that's been there since the 1800s in Port Aransas, and they had all the scale. Teddy Roosevelt had a tarpon scale up there. He came down and fished Port Aransas.
Presidents, I mean, hey, they've been, I've seen old pictures, you know, Galveston tarpon from the, you know, 40s and 50s up to present day.
Yeah, look at the equipment they were using.
Yeah, garbage.
garbage stuff. But, you know, Port Aransas.
Back in the old days, they used to migrate in from the Gulf, you know, all the way up to Lynchburg Crossing, where the San Jacinto River and all that come in, and they'd migrate every year up there. And one little bay there, Tabs Bay, where Thompson's fishing camp is and all that off the Ship Channel, my dad and them, they'd be trout fishing there in the summertime, and the tarpon would just tear them up, just spool all their stuff, just eat them up.
Oh, man.
They'd come through there in huge schools and just they never did land one. They just didn't have. They were fishing with trout tackle, which was garbage back then, compared to now, just junk.
Yeah, man, that's something.
And so, Mickey, star drags. You had to thumb everything or palm it. You know, the handle, direct drive reels and all that. Can you imagine, man?
No, that's a knuckle buster there, buddy.
Oh, you got that right.
Hey, so where are the tarpon go, Mickey? So they travel, you know, I know Brian gets them down south where I fish with him, you know, and where are they,
a lot of his fish come from the south, and we get some from the east and the south, you know, Galveston. Okay. It's kind of a, you know, a freeway from both directions, and it's the right time of year when they all kind of stage up and, you know, up on this end, that's when those state records are caught.
I know it. People always ask me, hey, come go tarpon fishing with me. I said, hey, man, I caught my tarpon. When I caught with Brian, I'll never beat that. There's no way.
That was a huge fish. That fish was way over 200 pounds. I mean,
I'll never catch one like that.
You may have had the state record and didn't even know it.
I don't know, but I love how Brian is. He lets them go. You know,
he's the real deal. He does a great job.
Fred's down there now. I think Fred was down there. He just sent me a picture of that rocket launch down there. That is amazing.
Isn't that something?
Seeing that rocket.
Be out there fishing, watch a SpaceX rocket take off.
Yeah, that's something I thought I'd never see. You
know? Only in Texas.
And so only in Texas can you watch the rocket launch and hook a tarpon at the same time.
Our trout.
I've been watching him. That picture you said with the spotlight, I finally saw that picture with that tarpon jumping where he put the spotlight on it.
I was talking to him that morning. He said, yeah, man, we're going out early. I got my buddy and we're going to get a real early start. Well, they did. Because I went home and took a nap. As soon as I woke up from my nap, he already had it on my phone. I opened it up and go, oh, that is so cool.
I mean, he must have kind of watched the line come up and then shine the light right where he's getting ready to jump.
Well, you can see he shines the light in the water and follows the line. And right when he gets to the end of the line, the tarpon jumps and comes out of the water. That was neat.
You know, the coolest jump that the fish I fought did a lot of jumps, but one time, that sucker ran all the way up to the beach. I mean, within a waist of water. And Brian says, he's going to jump and knock himself out in the sandbar. And that big old pig comes out of the water and jumps up and hits the bar, just lays there for a second, and then takes off and makes about a 2 mile run. It just almost fooled me. We thought we had him. We thought, oh man, we got him. He's up against the beach. He's going to jump and knock the air out of me. We got him, you know. He jumped a couple times and got his second wind. And last time I saw, he's almost out of the oil rig. I'm going, oh my God, you know, I'm hanging on, about to die over there. You know, so anyway, I figure those big tarpon are a young man's game. I kind of like those those 15, 20 pounders that everybody.
Oh, those are fun on trout tackle. That's the way to go. That's a lot of fun.
I know it. I know it. But so the state record is 229.
Yeah,
is that what
so.
It is?
229, yes.
And then and who caught that? It was Sweeney? No.
No.
It was I can't think of the guy's name. Yeah, he's a real good fisherman, too. I can't think of his name.
Well, his son caught it. Oh, man.
I know the guy. You know, yeah, I just can't think of the guy's
LaRue.
Name.
He's really good. LaRue.
LaRue. Yes, LaRue. He's a great fisherman. Yes, he caught that thing.
Yeah,
yes, that was a monster, man.
He passed away with COVID.
Yes, I heard that. That's just unbelievable, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, man. That
but
COVID
records are made to be broken. It's without a doubt, I know there's 250 swimming in our waters up and down this beachfront on the Louisiana and Texas coast. I mean, it just takes perfect timing. Get the right.
Just like those trout we see,
and,
you know, we see those giant trout, Mickey, but to catch one, you know, we saw some 36 inch trout the last couple of years, but to catch one, oh my God, you know, we saw one, a porpoise chased one up. Trying to eat it, and it pushed it up against the land cut, up against the edge.
Right.
And that fish ran up real shallow against the edge. When he turned sideways, his side was 8 inches wide. And Paul Jamala was there seeing that fish. He said that fish was 36, 38 inches long. Oh. You know, and thank God he stayed up shallow, and the porpoise didn't get him. But, and I was listening to, you know, I was listening to everybody talking about the porpoise eating them, you know, Charlie and everybody about those porpoises. We're having the same deal here where when you wade fish, you look around, you got a couple of guys following you around now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they figured this stuff out. Not only the boats, they figured out the weight fishing thing, you know, so. It's amazing how smart they are.
Well, I know a few fishermen, they shouldn't waste their time following around because they're not going to get anything. I had to throw that out there, man.
That was good. It's kind of like the Kroger
fisherman. I'm one of them.
I know, right? Man. I love the Kroger fisherman. You go by a Kroger boat, and there's all four guys all sitting there. Nothing's happening. They're all sitting there. And there's only one seagull hovering over them. But if he was catching fish, there'd be dozens of seagulls. What's happening
right.
is the seagulls tell each other, hey, look, man, this guy ain't doing real good. Let's find us another boat. All the seagulls leave. And so you can tell the guy that's really doing good on Kroger is the guy that has all the seagulls because he's reeling in, constantly reeling in stuff, you know, and throwing out bait. But the guy's just sitting there for a long time, and the seagulls kind of get tired of hovering around him, you know. It says, let's go find a place to light. This guy
Yeah, because if
much.
You're catching fish, those Krogers will get knocked off, and they come to the top,
yes,
and the gulls
sir.
Pick them up.
Yes, sir. Well, what happens, too, you're real efficient, that Kroger will slide up the line, and the fish, the trout see it. I mean, the
That'd
birds
be a good
it,
name
you know,
for a Kroger fisherman, a gad, starving gull gad service.
Starving gulls. Oh, man. That's crazy, man. But, you know, just like Charlie, I'm so happy with this 3-trout limit. We got trout, man. We got so many trout. It's so nice. And then everybody kind of quit whining about the 3-limit stuff around here. You know, everybody's okay on the pay. They kind of got adjusted to it. They're catching plenty of fish. And the deal is now they're not going out days and not catching fish. They're going out days now and catching fish almost every time they go.
Well, now every time you go, you can go, got my limit. Got my limit.
Yeah, got my limit.
It's all
and
about
that's like
the
John
limit.
And I did, yeah. John told me on Thursday, he said, hey, man, I need a couple of fish to take back to eat, you know. And so we catch a nice flounder to take back, and then we catch three little male trout that were perfect, like 16, 17-inch males.
Right.
He put them in the box, you know, it was perfect. So he had his limit of 3 trout.
Yeah, those fish are so good eating from down there. It's different as night and day.
Oh, it is. My God.
They're like, they taste like surf fish, man. They're delicious.
Man, we got a bunch of white shrimp in right now. I'm excited about cooking these white shrimp. So my buddy calls me in August. The white shrimp show up in San Antonio Bay in Fulton. That's the best bay to eat shrimp out of because the bottom is all sand. They don't hardly have a line at all in them. And so I got 20 pounds of those shrimp the other day and had them. That is the best shrimp I've ever seen. They are just beautiful.
Sweet, you know, succulent bay shrimp, man.
Yes, man. Like they got those long whiskers, you know, those real long whiskers on them.
Real long, you know, feelers on them.
Yeah, yeah. But,
all right,
that was
buddy.
Some good eating right there.
Well, hey, man, we made another one, Cliff. That was fun. Somebody wants to call you and come down and fish with you and listen to some really good stories while they're fishing.
Yeah, I got lots of openings now. The fall is slow for me, so come on down.
Oh, man. All right, buddy. We'll throw them out a number if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, bud.
All right, Mickey, America, 361-949-0707. Appreciate you having me on, Mickey. Clear. Thanks, man.
Hey, have a good Labor Day weekend, brother.
You too, guys. Everybody be safe out there. Thanks,
we
man.
We will. See you, man. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.